Greeks?
Yes. Yes, there were. There were social cliques, yes. And in Ottawa, too.
What were they like in Kingston? I mean, did you have an army group, shall we say, an army circle and an academic circle? And
yes.
Penitentiary circle or something?
That sort of thing, yes. But they all, they mixed fairly well. Mm-hmm. The Campbells, P.G. Campbells mixed very well. I think Mrs. Campbell was a sister of Mrs. Spot Harris here.
That's why I saw the connections. Yes, yes. The number of people that eventually...
It's curious, isn't it? I think so. I think I'm right about that. Mm-hmm. And then the man who used to do a lot of survey work with Mr. Wheeler, his wife was a sister of Mrs. Campbell's, I think. Westmoreland, wasn't it? Do you remember that name? He was in the army, and then he did a lot of survey work.
Can you remember all the cadets that you would have had up at your house? Were there any or many whom you ran into at a later time?
Oh, yes.
You remember any of their names? Or?
Oh, well, Jeff Walsh was one of the cadets.
Was he?
Yes. And we come across them all the time. Young Proctor. John Proctor, mm-hmm. who's in Edmonton, mm-hmm. and Archibald we knew, and Greenwood, and they graduated about the first, we knew them best, I think. We didn't know the recruits so well, mm-hmm. but that first lot we knew very well.
Mm-hmm. Did your husband ever have a nickname?
The car, two cars, I don't know, I'm sure.
I know in the
he was world. Sort of second in command there.
That's right.
And mm-hmm. he taught them military history, mm-hmm. and then he took the staff college people.
Yes, in fact,
took
he
the staff
over.
College, and remember General Macklin went to the staff college in Quetta. He was one of them. The staff corps. So there were a number going through. Andrews was a very nice chap, nice little chap, and he married Barbara Keller's sister. And Gibson was another one. Andrews was killed, and Barbara told me the other day that her sister married Gibson. He was one of them.
Oh,
they were buddies.
Yes. Speaking of Mrs. Keller, I wrote her several months ago, actually, seeing if she
yes.
might have had any letters or diaries or anything of her husband's,
yes.
Which may be of some value
yes.
To...
Did you hear from her?
Didn't hear, darling.
No. Well, she's been away. She's been away quite a lot. In the East, on a buying
oh,
and
I see.
Seeing her sister and seeing the boys.
Might be nice if I sent her another letter.
I would. She's there now.
Worthwhile.
She's got a place called The Jesters. It's really rather fun. I've got the address.
Yes, I have the address.
Yes.
I'll try that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in 1934...
We went over to Sheerness.
You went over to Sheerness in
Senior
England.
Officer School.
And you come with them with the...
3 months, yes.
With the two children.
With the two children, yes.
You have a house at... Sandbanks, is that it?
We went there afterwards when the course was over. It was in the autumn.
Mm-hmm.
And when was it? September, October, November. We went down there for Christmas. And then in the spring, he was recalled to Ottawa
mm-hmm.
as director of military training.
What were there any events... Over in England at this time, during the 3 months that you were there, which were of interest?
In 34, I can remember going up to London. We had lunch at Clarence House, where the Queen Mother now lives,
mm-hmm.
with the Duke of Connaught, and Princess Patricia, Princess Mary Louise, and one or two other VCs. I can remember that quite clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Going up from Sheerness.
Mm-hmm.
We used to go beagling a lot. Boy Browning, who married Daphne du Maurier, was taking the course. And we beagled quite a lot.
Is that when you first met the Brownings?
Yes. Yes, he was there taking the course, that's it. Boy Browning, F.A.M. Browning. He's dead now, you know.
No, I didn't know that. Oh, well, I'll be damned.
Yes. He hadn't been well for a long time. It was very sad, the end. Mrs. Lance Duke here knew him quite well, and she sent me a cutting about it out of the English paper. I'll go somewhere. I'll show you someday.
And you met Daphne du Maurier yourself, I imagine.
Yes.
Time, did you?
Yes. He drove us over to a place called, I think it was Aylesford, it was in Kent. And the Copley Hewitts were relations of theirs, and they, I think she was an American, and they'd bought this place. It was the Friary. It was an old monastery, and they discovered these cloisters that had been sealed in, you know, in Cromwell's time, and there was an old barn. The monks used to fish, you know, there. The river was just running by. We had mulled wine in this great big old place where they had their meals and refectory tables, and it was a beautiful old home, and four-poster beds with canopies, and it was a very interesting trip. He drove us, and Daphne du Maurier was there, staying there. We went beagling, and it was quite cold, miserable sort of weather. But we had tea, I remember quite well, in this huge drawing room with a very big fireplace. You could drive a team into it.
I know.
Daphne was very nice. She's pretty and fair and rather quiet. You wouldn't think
no, you wouldn't
write
I mean
a book.
No,
no, no. Very, very pretty, very dainty. And
wasn't he in the Guards at this time?
Grenadier Guards, oh yes,
I thought,
yes.
I thought so.
And we met a lot of the people who were connected with the school.
Well, now this, again, this is asking you to throw your memory back 32 years, and it may be, and probably is an unfair question, but in 1934, when you were over there, 34, in the, well, the winter, well, the fall and winter of 1934-1935, that Hitler would be in power now for about 2 years. Would you say yourself, as your memory goes back, that there's any thought or fear of war at this time?
When we were at Sheerness? No.
None at all.
No.
Still the delightful,
yes,
peaceful interwar. Yeah.
37 was different. He went to the Defense College.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And Hall Belisha was there then, and, you know, as minister.
What about yourself at this time? Looking back over your life, and let's take 1935 as an example.
Yes, we came back to Ottawa in 35. We were in Ottawa then.
Would you say that you were changing in any way at this time? In the sense of, I don't know, I don't really know what sense I mean myself. I'm trying to get some idea of you, yourself, and His Honor. Were you beginning to get into some sort of a pattern of life or pattern of thought, or were there anything in your, let's see, now you've been married 6-7 years by this time.
Yes.
Were there any forces that were shaping you that you might see looking back on it or not?
No, not particularly.
None as yet?
No. Of course, army life, we knew people in the army. It was like a great big family. And we met a lot of people. We've always had a lot of friends. He had his regular director of military training job down in the Woods building. Mrs. Henry Ford, Colonel Ford, signals, you know. She always used to say that people had a certain Woods building look about them. The artificial light and the stoop and the pallor and all that sort of thing. But she was just being funny. No, we knew a lot of army people, but we knew a lot of the residents of Ottawa, and we still hear from them, you know, we still know them. We lived up in the corner of Stuart and Charlotte, Stuart and Coburg Street, on Coburg. And it's just the same now. The Bates owned a great many houses there, and that was one of their houses, the Bates. And, yes.
Sorry, sir. Do you mean?
The Fentons. She was a Miss Bate. They lived next door to us. And Bill was on the staff at RMC, Bill Fenton, and used to go home every weekend. She never went down to Kingston. She didn't like it. Never went there, Marjorie Fenton. So they never saw her, but Bill came home. Now, Bill's quite ill. He never goes anywhere. He's got this dizzy sort of thing. It's something to do with the ear disease. And he's apt to black out or topple over or lose his balance. No balance, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know what they call it. Maynard's disease or
I'm not sure, but
something
I
like that, yes.
Well, now, let's see, we'll give you 5 more minutes.
Yes.
And again, I'm thinking of Ottawa. Now, here you are for the first time at the capital of Canada and also at the center of military headquarters. Here again, was there, I'm not quite sure how to put it because I'm sort of feeling, I'm groping around here.
Maurice Pope lived quite near us and he used to walk down every day to the Woods building too. They walked together quite often. Maurice Pope, Lady Pope's son, you know.
Yeah.
Very profound type. She was a Belgian. Simone Pope was Belgian, his wife.
What changes, sir, were there any changes in your life when His Honor became DMT?
No.
Again, the same army routine, just, but at a higher level.
Just the same, yes, yes.
What the social life in Ottawa?
The Smidlands, I forgot. Smidland was, I suppose, the senior professor at RMC. Well, they were living quite near us on Wilbrod Street in Ottawa.
Oh, yes. Oh,
and Reg Ord was there. He was in the legal thing, legal branch.
Mm-hmm. Attorney General, I think you call it. No, not Attorney
Judge
General.
Advocate General.
Judge Advocate General,
yes,
that's right.
Yes. And Lawson is now, I think, or was. But, it's all changed, so. But we had so many friends, you know, like the Murches and so forth, and the Goodeves.
Did you meet any of the political figures at the time?
Oh, yes.
Can you give me some ideas?
Yes. Well, we knew Howe, C.D. Howe, then, and... Yes, we met them all at different times. We'd be invited to special things, openings, you know, and you put on evening dress.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very pressy.
What about the, you knew the Grove Sterlings too, I believe.
Oh, yes, very well. Yes. And the Clyde Scotts, you know, Barbara Ann was the great skater.
Oh, that's right.
They were tremendous friends.
That's right. Yes. Didn't you used to play bridge or something with that?
Person? Yes, we did. Yes. And R.B. Bennett and his sister lived there, of course.
Mm-hmm. Did you meet them?
Oh, yes.
What was he like? I've heard a lot about him, but I've never...
Very charming man, a very charming man. Very thoughtful to his sister, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very kind.
What did these people...
He asked us to stay with him when we were over in England. They lived... Juniper Hill, was it? Or... I forget where he... I think it was, yes.
Yes.
I forget where he... I think it was, yes.
I suppose receptions and
stuff. Of course, Ottawa was, yes, it was full of a lot of cliques, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But we always have included ones from each one, mixed them up as much as we could. We didn't have all army, we always had others in, you know, to meet army ones and not get quite so, you know.
You would run into the McNaughtons again down there, I think, would you not?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Any changes in them? No, I believe he was concerned mainly with the unemployment camps at this time.
I think he was, yes. He was always, he's always frightfully profound and worried, you know, about everything. And he's always thinking of something, not the particular job on hand, but something a little higher, something a little further out. You know, he doesn't, he's, would you call him a bit of a dreamer? Yes, that's it exactly, in it but not of it. Always something higher, something a little out of reach.
Was there any Army, Navy, what should we call it? Jealousy?
I was just trying to think who was there in the Navy. The Nellises, they were here, weren't they? No, I don't think there was.
The period I know of a considerable amount of, I don't know.
Sorting out, yes.
Well, sorting out, and there was so little money for the army, and everybody was trying to
get
something for it.
Yes. And we saw a lot of Groat Sterlings. He was a very charming man. I think he had a very difficult job as Minister of National Defense.
An almost impossible job, actually.
Almost, yes. But then he was minister when we were there later, though, when my husband was member, 45. He was Minister of Defence then, wasn't he?
No, not Groat Sterling.
No, that's right.
MP, but he wouldn't be...
Ralston was his predecessor, was he? Ralston? He was there during the war.
Ralston was during the war.
Yes.
He was succeeded by McNaughton.
Yes.
And then the chap who succeeded McNaughton was the what was his name? He used to be a sergeant major.
Yes.
Was quite proud of it.
It's so hard to remember the...
I know.
It's like seeing so many films.
Yeah. Well, I don't think at this point.